Welcome back. The positive story, I mentioned that the woman, the 101-year-old woman out of Detroit, who was evicted out of her house, she actually is going to be coming back in. She was staying with a friend. And it's a complicated story, but the son had pulled out a reverse mortgage in 2002. And but then he wasn't making paying the taxes. And so they sent them the son sent letters and warnings and letters and warnings, and he just ignored it. They kicked her out, and now they're claiming that they were paid, and so they're putting her back in, and now people are collecting money to fix up her old house. So it's got a good ending. I should have called my mom. She always told me the story. First of all, welcome back to Radio Real Estate Pacific, Capital Pacific Development Group, Gavin Moores, and President and CFO Michael O'Flynn.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You too were never here. Your company was represented by Gavin.
Years ago.
Not Gavin. What was his name?
Let's just move on.
he was a nice guy. He must have. I started in 98, so he must have been on. He could have been on 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't let that much time go by because he wasn't a good guest. He was a good guest. And I appreciate you coming down to the studio. But my mother was just turned 87. She was born in 24. So around 1930 in the Depression, she told me that they were evicted. And she remembered being on the curb. She might have been maybe 6 years old. And there was a light rain and the piano and the couch and people and neighbors were walking by.
Tough times.
You don't forget that.
Whew. Man, that's rough. So we're welcoming guys who are development groups, builders, and at the first segment, when I mentioned that you were coming in, when I came to Santa Barbara in 1978, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of building, so I would say getting into the new housing business in Santa Barbara seemed as promising as opening up a honey-baked ham store in Jerusalem. But you guys went ahead, and what got you into this business? When did you start? What's the history here?
Well, we have a long, varied history, actually, that goes back to the early days of Capital Pacific Homes. We are now a locally owned company. We still build under the Capital Pacific Homes name. And we're very fortunate to have, shall we say, ridden the ride up and gone through some tricky times and decided to get into here through some local connections. And have done some great projects in town here and are now really focused in North County of Santa Barbara, particularly in Orcutt and Vandenberg Village.
I think there was some projects you did. Was it over on Olive Street or Laguna?
Laguna Court.
Laguna Court.
Yep.
And do you remember offhand the address? The 1300 block or 1600 block, Laguna Court?
Yeah.
And that was, is that the one with like the bridges going over the driveways?
That's right. That's the one where we actually, was one of the surprising things, we went in with trying to get approval for less units, and the City Planning Commission at the time wanted us to get more units on there with single car garage and to make it difficult for people to use their cars, so there with the theory being that they would walk to work. Yeah.
How would they make it more difficult, or the cars inaccessible?
If you only had one car and parking space for one car in the garage, it would be, you know, more inclined for people to actually walk to work.
You mean they waived their two-car requirement, two-car parking requirement?
Yes.
This was in what year?
Oh, geez. This was probably going back to 03, 04.
That's an interesting. I showed there was a unit for sale out there. I went out there. It's very unusual with that parking area down below.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a neat little court. You know, they made
it's
the
a
parking.
Great little. I mean, I must say, if they're having gone through the process, it is a great little project, and I think unfortunately we were caught up then in the trial that we had the time before down at Villa Del Mar, where people who were opposing that project at the time wanted to try out their theories and aligned it with the St. Francis project that was going on at the time, going through entitlements. So they thought they'd test their opposition theories out on our project.
So that drew it out, cost a lot more the fight to get it done.
But you know, we don't live by breathing yesterday's oxygen, right? We just keep moving forward, and that's what we do.
And so, yeah, that's the one particular development. So that goes back. So now you're focusing more on the North County. Before we actually talk about, of course, I forgot to write down when we started the segment, but I still have the sticky from last week. Here, recycle this one, and. Thank you, Richard. You know, you, I don't track this, but you read about stats, and they're always talking about nationally, and we're talking about the housing market nationally, and they go, sales are down. And they always say, new construction sales. They're always focusing on that because they're talking about how it's affecting contractors, mm-hmm. how it's affecting people like you. And so how do what you're doing in Santa Barbara County, I guess now mostly North County, how does the national stats compare to what's going on here in the North County?
I think the national stats really reflect more of a consumer confidence than anything else. Real estate is a local business for sure. It depends on local employment, local opportunities, income levels, etc., that also reflect on somebody's ability to buy a house, which is where you have the national influence for how much lending rates, appraisals, all the stuff that we go through that seem to be now. We've gone from a point of under-regulation to complete and utter over-regulation instead of trying to find somewhere in the middle that makes common sense.
And that was one of the things you wanted to talk about that you mentioned about the red tape. And, see, on the one hand, let me say this. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, I moved here in 77. I erroneously said 78. And part of me wishes that Santa Barbara was exactly the way it was in 1977. Of course, that would have meant that I probably couldn't come in here because, people
That's
keep coming in.
That's because you'd be younger, right?
Yeah. That's true. But so I understand that there's got to be growth, but so many people, and myself included, I don't mm-hmm. want someone building some big place right around the corner from me.
Right.
So is that the red tape you're referring to, or are you referring to more government?
No, red tape is always it's a difficult thing to, put a finite description on. But what I probably would say, and it's really not specific to the real estate business. I mean, just as how you were saying about the approval of lowering the lawns and do we have the money, well, you look at everybody that's been through the rebuilding process, unfortunately, through the fires that we've had, and you look at everybody that's gone to try and get a permit to do something. It's not an easy process by any means. And there are a number of ways how we could stimulate employment. You can stimulate growth. I mean, I know up in Santa Maria, Tobes just recently went back to get a lowering of the development fees. I mean, up in Santa Maria, the school fees are like $6 a foot. Some of the most expensive school fees in the state.
You call it what fees?
School fees, impact fees. Every time you
did
buy.
You say school fees?
Mm-hmm. School fees. Yeah.
Can we get a? We're listening to Gavin Moores, who's the president. Maybe we could have Michael Flynn be your interpreter.
Yeah.
Because your accent. Oh, yeah. So you're from where? What country?
I'm from London originally.
London?
Yeah.
And Michael O'Flynn?
He's from?
I'm from California.
Oh, you just have a nice Irish name.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sorry. All right, sorry. So the school fees, $6.
School. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And so Mike Tobes went in there and to try and get some lowering of those fees to spur a little bit more economic interest and to make the numbers work on these projects. And that was shot down resoundingly by the city council and the commission there. Which is strange because the area in which he wanted to build was, I would consider an area which is coming a little bit of a blighted area. But I understand the political side of it as well and not wanting to lower it. But we need somebody that's not the same old broken record right now. I think that we need to look for people and leaders, and it can be any group that's stepping up, that's showing some initiative and some foresight. And I think one of the things that I participate in is the North Santa Barbara County Economic Conference, which we just had up in on September 8th, which is really pioneered by a group of business leaders. Lon A. Hunter is one that's spearheading this up in North Santa Barbara County, and they hired a private consultant to come in and say, okay, Santa Maria, we need to create jobs, development. How are we going to do that? How are we going to work ourselves out of this mess? And it was an amazing experience to go through.
When you mention this, the city council, they make that decision. Is the public? What's the public tenor in the North County versus the South County? Seems like the South County, if you want to, put a bigger mailbox, just to make fun. And I'm the guy that doesn't want someone to build next to me, so right. I'm making fun of myself. But in Santa Barbara, you can't even get a bigger mailbox without going through. So do people embrace you know, maybe a development track more in the North County?
I mean, you are always going to find more resistance to a project because it simply is change. But I think what there is when you look at the size of the planning department up in, you know, Santa Maria, it's a fraction of the size that the planning department is in Santa Barbara County. Oh. And one can argue that there's more complex reasons for that, et cetera. But I do feel that there is a little bit more of an approach in that they want some sort of growth to happen. They want measures to go forward that will actually create jobs. And getting back to the Econ NSBC, it was very interesting to go back and to really experience all the different industries that are up in that area, some that I had no idea about, apart from, you know, the wine business and apart from agriculture. I met some great people that have computer technology businesses, and they're really trying to draw that type of job creation to that area, which I found very insightful. But coming back to the South County, you know, Michael and I on our way over here were talking about, okay, well, what's actually going on to create anything in South County other than, hey, we're a tourist town, we have hotels and bars, and we've got the university. Is anybody actually doing anything? Because I haven't heard anything. It's like we're just going along and waiting for this for one day to be over with.
The sluggish economy, right.
Yeah.
Do you have any pulse on anything outside, like the Miramar Hotel, the Alicanto Hotel, Lower State Street, all these projects that are stalled? In terms of what you're doing, do you or of people in your business have projects that are in the pipeline that are stalled like that, like those projects?
We actually have one stalled up in Santa Maria right now, and it's 300 lots basically waiting there. And it's across the street from the project Gavin was talking about by Tobes Group. And right now it just doesn't make sense. I mean, it's difficult to build a house and lose money on it. I mean, there's no reason to. No one's going to lend you money to do that.
And I think when you look at the projects that are up and underway right now, they're not local buyers that are coming in. It's people that have a mindset where they want to own a piece of real estate in Santa Barbara. There's two projects, particularly there's one where our offices are on Yananali Street, and there's one that's a commercial project that's been stalled for some time. That's been finished off, again, out of the area owners. The project's up on the Mesa. They are L.A. owners, I believe, out there. And we looked at all of those.
Where's the Mesa project? Where's that located?
It's up off of Cliff. Yeah.
It's the very top of the Mesa there. I forget what street that's. Ricardo or one of those up there?
Oh, Vista del Oceano.
Vista del Oceano. That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's only about maybe six homes or something?
Yeah. Ultra
high. There's 14 condos there, seven of which are affordable.
Yeah. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. The ones with the killer views right on the cliff? Like you take a regular residential street and it kind of dovetails, but you can also drop down a cliff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a house listed up there that's kind of overlooking that project that's on the market right now. I wish I could remember the price, but I went to see it. Oh, so that's an out-of-town guy?
We looked at those projects, and we obviously ran our own pro formas and numbers, and, you know, we're only going to buy what we know makes sense in our local area. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of people coming in from outside of the area. Obviously, they're doing great projects, and I wish them every success.
I feel like I'm talking to the Maytag repairman.
Yeah.
What you guys do all day. The guy with the great accent is Gavin Moores. He's the president of Capital Pacific Development Group, and then with him as well as Michael O'Flynn, the chief financial officer. You're listening to Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. If you have a question for these high-rolling developers, the phone number here is 452-2428.
I wish.
452-2428. Do you still have rentals? Do you, you know, maintain some units?
No, we do not.
And
no.
Do you know anything
about... I wish
about,
we had.
That happened with one of the developments downtown. One of the saddest developments downtown on Chapala was... what's the name of that?
It was Chapala 1.
Chapala 1. That is a sad story. A guy lost, put his land up, and they just developed, and it's just bad timing. You know who I talk to about that a lot is... Hazel and John Blankenship.
Right.
John Blankenship has come in over the years, and he always recaps on that. But you're familiar?
Yes, we are. We're very familiar with that project, and that is an unfortunate. Real estate is obviously more time to market timings than anything else, and you can have good luck and bad luck, and the business side of it is you try and mitigate the losses and maximize, you know, your profits where you can. But it's a very cyclical business, and it's a very risky business as well.
And so can you, is there anything you know that you can share with us about that project? Or, well, those are two different questions, what you know and what you can share.
The answer will be yes and no, I guess, to that. I know that that project has just recently been sold or is in the process of being purchased. And you know, we'll wait to see what happens with it at the end of the day. But that's another project that did have a large count of affordable units in there as part of the city's policy for affordable housing, which really, you know, I have some questions about that.
So you think that that might have helped break the back?
Timing, yes, for sure. And, you know, I think there was they were really trying to push the design edge of that project on the interior, and we would have done stuff differently.
I think that started the whole anti-canyonization of Chapala, and that all started going. Now, I guess Jeff Roman on the corner of De La Guerra and Chapala, he was ahead of that curve on that, because he had that's a large number of units and a lot of affordable units too. But he sold a lot of, I mean, at least they sold, and he has one left. It's on the market, the last developer's unit.
Right, and you couldn't get financing for a project like that today. You know, that's one of the things, and when you look at our job creation, when you look at what we actually produce here, there's a real interesting guy called Joel Cochin.
You know what I want to do? I want to take a break, and I know you have a lot to talk about, and I keep throwing curveballs at you, different stuff. But the final question on the Chapala One, if it's purchased, is it do you know, is it like a bank or an individual, someone who's going to want to try to sell them, rent them? Is it anyone's guess?
I don't know what the business plan. I do know what it is, but I'll probably leave that to a public announcement. Because I'm
officially,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'll ask you three or four more times. Maybe you'll forget and inadvertently answer. Capital Pacific Development Group. They did a nice project over at Laguna Court, 1600 block of Laguna Street.
Summerlin Cottages and Villa Del Mar.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You mentioned, is that one of the same, the Summerlin Cottages and the Villa Del Mar?
Two totally different.
The Summerlin Cottages I know because I've been there. And where is Villa Del Mar?
At Garden and Yananali.
Garden
right by the freeway there.
Metropolis.
The south side of the,
That was a great project.
That's Ocean. Any rooftop decks there? That was a horrible. I don't even want to quote the price of some of those ones that just, you know, reselling from the height to the low. It's just god awful.
Every project has a story, and when you take a break, I'll tell you the other side of the story.
You get all the good stuff in between the break.
Yeah.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Our phone number 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll come back and see if Gavin will let Michael talk a little more. know what his specialty is.
Yeah.
He's a CFO.
I knew he'd do this, so this is not a surprise to me.
He keeps me on the straight and narrow.
And we'll see about it's too bad you're not in the rent. This is a rental that down in Ojai, $3,500 a month for a large home. But management's a problem with rentals, of course. And this one, I've never seen this on a rental ad. This is from a real estate agent. It says no smoking and no drugs, which I thought was an interesting thing to bring up, you know, that you would mention no drugs. I've never seen that in a rental ad.
They must have had problems with that in the past.
Yeah. That's not a good sign, right? No drugs.
I hope it's not a reflection on the neighborhood.
No, you know what? I don't think so. This is like a little mini estate amongst the oaks. It's not like a few areas we could probably name that might. No drugs. What kind of ad would that be? That is the most oddest thing. We'll take a quick break, come back more with development in Santa Barbara. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.